broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I know it's not Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. I am telling you that it is Bring Your Dog to Work Day, ladies and gentlemen. It is the national 20th Bring Your Dog to Work Day. And I'm telling you right now, it's epic, and you got to get aboard. This is serious. Serious. Serious business, ladies and gentlemen. Now, these people aren't happy, I'm telling you right now. These people are going ballistic. Cat lovers, absolutely going ballistic. And everything is divided in America, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's the cat lovers versus the dog lovers battle. It's epic, and it's going on now. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast for June 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and your dog, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, and hate cats. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Kirk Crosby's Hating Cats in Spanish. Check that out. The good sheriff's with us. Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome back, sir.
I don't like cats, and good morning.
How about dogs? Y'all cool with that?
Yeah, I love dogs.
Well, then, see, you're celebrating with the jingle bells for the dogs, and you're, you know, the cat folks are just freaking.
I have to admit, you really took me aback with that Christmas song with the dogs.
You're kind of going, what is he doing? It has nothing to do with Christmas, except for everybody hates Christmas, right? Christmas is out. No, I don't even want to hear if you like Christmas. We'll just kick you right off the radio, you bigot. See?
Okay,
And that's how it's going to be. And, you know, we don't, anything to the contrary just shows how out of touch you really are. So there you go. Now, here's the interesting thing, believe it or not. There's headlines that we talked about last hour that are just showing our divide. They got National Bring Your Dog to Work Day. It's the 20th annual of that. And it turns out the whites, a minority in the U.S., says the headline, deaths outnumber births among white people in more than half the states in the union now, accelerating that whites will become a minority soon. So you don't bring your kid to work anymore, Sheriff. You bring your dog to work. You cool with that?
No, I really wouldn't want to see about 30 dogs at our school. You know.
Why not? What's wrong with you? You got to embrace the light, my friend.
They get quite disruptive.
Yeah, but, you know, kids are worse. Right?
No, not usually.
What if they try to steal your guns? When was the last time a dog tried to take away your gun rights? Kids are doing that, sir.
No, that's true.
See what I mean? You know, dogs are like peaceful. Kids are radical. All right, now Donald Trump Jr.'s daughter Chloe is being threatened by the liberals on Twitter. They said they're going to come and take Chloe. That's Donald Trump Jr.'s daughter. What do you think of that, Sheriff?
Why would they take her?
Well, because they're saying that, hey, you know, Donald Trump is basically a child snatcher because of the border issue, separating parents and children and all that kind of. It's such a feverish pitch now that they're threatening kids of congressmen and threatening kids of Donald Trump Jr. And so another headline, quote, police are saying, Democratic activist threatens to murder congressman's children over this, you know, abuse to children that Donald's perpetuated. See what I mean?
They don't seem to give a dang any time they're separating families like Sam Girard being put in prison.
What, is he white?
Is Sam Girard white?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe he is.
Well, who cares about him then?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just getting payback for all the abuse he heaped on everybody for generations.
Yeah, I don't think the Amish ever owned slaves.
Whoa, wait a minute. How are you going to hold that? Well, they're white anyway, and they just got to take the hit with the rest of them, you know?
Well, that's true.
I never owned slaves either, did you, Sheriff?
No, never wanted to either.
Well, I agree with that, but that's beside the point, you bigot.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I don't know if you know, but catching rainwater is against the law. There was an August 12, 2008 story we talked about related to that. Have you heard this story, by the way?
No.
Who owns the rain? Not you, that's for sure, Sheriff. It turns out you're actually breaking the law if you capture the rain falling on your roof and pour it on your flower bed. It turns out a car dealer, guys by the name of Mark Miller, he tried to do that. What he was going to do is he was going to capture rainwater on his roof and then wash his cars with it, and that way he could recycle the water, filter it, and wash more cars and just do a great job. The government literally shut the guy down, saying, you can't do that. It's not your water. You're stealing it from those who have water rights, and the government has a law on the books that says doing that's criminal activity, sir.
Holy shit.
It's been on the books for over a decade in the beautiful Olympic state of Utah, sir.
Well, I guess that's about the same as that veteran Robertson in Idaho that went to prison because he had water on his land from after a rain.
Yeah, that's right. House delays vote on immigration bill after they failed on the first one. They're delaying the second one. They're going to arm twist and hope to bring it up next week. What do you think about that?
I think that Congress has just proven that they're so inept and so politically motivated and selfish and agenda-driven that they can't even take care of a problem when it's hitting them right in the face.
Well, you got that right. But again, they say now their 4th of July weekend has been ruined by the media blowing this story up about the child, you know, immigration scenarios and stuff like that.
Well, that is true because that little 2 or 3 year old child crying, standing there crying, you know what? Do you know how often a 2 year old will cry? And why the child could be crying?
They only cry when they're getting separated from their mothers at the border on TV, sir.
Yeah, right.
I mean, isn't that the way they want you to make it feel and believe? And if you don't own any children, you have no idea, you just have a dog, then you probably believe it, Sheriff.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's crazy talk. All right, let's move to the real issues. I'm just kind of briefing last hour with you and kind of just going, I just cannot believe the stories we're covering. Headline, Judge, Kansas City, or Kansas, the state, I guess, cannot require citizenship proof from voters. Kurt, you have more on this first? Then we'll have the sheriff sound off on this one. You literally can't even find out if somebody's, like, legally here before they can vote anymore.
Well, it sure is good to know there's no vote fraud going on in America.
Heard that.
The way, this is a WorldNet Daily piece. This federal judge has struck down a Kansas law requiring voters to prove they are citizens. Even after she admitted that to register to vote, one must be a United States citizen. And this decision comes from the U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson. She boasts on her federal court profile of being a fourth-generation Kansan and the first African-American to the U.S. District Court for the District of Kansas. So there you go, Sam.
You want to respond to that, Sheriff?
Wait, when Kurt said there's no what in America?
Well, let's see. She said,
Before you read that, you said there's no...
Oh, no vote fraud going in America.
Yeah, no vote fraud in America. That made me think, just like that movie, there's no cats in America. Bible goes west or whatever. Or...
There sure are dogs, though, people.
There's no cats in America. I mean, that was such a great political satire, you know. And that just, when you said that, it just reminded me of that because we were already talking about cats. But, yeah, it's...
Well, everyone and their dog knows that there's vote fraud, right?
Yeah. It's so insignificant that it does not deserve even being investigated.
Yeah, and it never makes a difference in an election.
Right.
I mean, you know, because, there's nothing to worry about.
I got to get you guys off all these subjects, man. I mean, you're just out of control. You just think there's conspiracies everywhere, boogeymen behind everybody. I mean, you guys are just off the rails. Let's talk about this. Donald Trump renews Space Force plan, but Congress not sold, writes USA Today. So, you know how you have the Army Air Force, Navy, Marines, all the, you know, the National Guard and all these kind of services, Sheriff.
Right.
Donald wants a Space Force. What do you think?
Well, Reagan wanted Star Wars defense.
Yes, sir.
So, you know what? And it turned out that everybody called Reagan crazy, and then it turned out that it did work.
Yeah, and that he was right, yeah. So Donald wants a Space Force, and you know what? I'm not really for growing government, but that is one area that I could actually see. I know they say I hate government, I'm anti-government, but they lie. This is an area that I actually think has some validity, Sheriff.
Well, national defense is very valid, and if there's a way to secure national safety through that, then I'm all for checking into that.
Yeah, I agree. We might actually stop the aliens at least somewhere. If we can't stop them across our border, we can stop them in space, buddy.
That's a good one, Sam.
What, don't you think? I mean, you know, hey, this is like alien.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, and since the aliens are such a threat from space, maybe we'll actually unite on something.
Yeah.
Well, oh, no, Donald came up with the idea, so it's a hated idea right from the start, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Even though Donald didn't come up with it, you know, he's tied to it, and so, you know. All right, Nancy Pelosi's in the news. We'll talk about her. She's off the rails, psychotic. We'll tell you about it in seconds. Sam Kurt, the good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack with us. SheriffMack.com, CSPOA.org, TheFreedomCoalition.com. And those are just some of the websites we're talking about today on your radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Nancy Pelosi's in the news, Kurt.
Miss Nancy, one of our favorite, ladies that we love to hate, in a sense. Hate is a too strong word, but the headline reads from Breitbart, Nancy Pelosi demands, she's not very tolerant with that demand, demands zero border enforcement, detention of illegal aliens is, she says, is form of child abuse. I just want to ask one question to Nancy. What is an abortion?
It's a woman's right to choose, my friend. Don't you know that? What is wrong with you? I mean, don't you believe in the dignity of women? I mean, what kind of a hater? I don't, Sheriff, what is up with this
guy? It's not child abuse?
No, they're dead.
To kill a baby?
Oh, you don't abuse dead.
They're not really a baby, I guess.
Of course not. They're just a mass of tissue that just the woman chooses not to keep that massive blob inside her. Come on. Isn't that how they're pitching this, Sheriff?
Well, they certainly have, and it just shows how great the liberals are at spinning.
Yeah, as long as they control the narrative, and if they can have the media to paint the narrative, and they control the lexicon, they win, sir.
But what they're where they're really winning here is, you see, they don't care about those dead aborted baby fetuses. They don't call them babies. That tissue, because they're never going to become voters, or it's going to be too late, too long for them. You know, 18 years is going to be too long to wait for them to become voters, and they don't know if some of them will become Republicans. So they know that 95% of the people that they're bringing in from Latin America are going to be Democrats and Democrat voters. That's the reason they're doing it. That's the reason they're spinning this. That's the reason they use a little two-year-old crying so that they can bring these people in. And isn't it astonishing that national security never becomes part of the narrative that we need to make sure that we have our border secure?
That's because if it did, you'd have common sense and people would come to the table with rational solutions rather than being triggered by the manipulation. See, they control the narrative and they own the media. They make the rules and then they control the lexicon. And so pro-choice means death, and that's okay. And you bring it up and speak out against it, you're a bigot. And you say, well, man, you know, we want to multiply and replenish the earth. That's what God told us to. And they're like, man, you're a racist. You just want to promote white, don't you? You're a white advocate, aren't you? And it's like, well, I don't, what? And pretty soon you don't even know how to respond because it's just so twisted and psychotic and backwards and crazy. You don't even know how to respond, Sheriff.
I know. Well, there's this guy in our legislature out here in Arizona. I don't know if you saw this, but his last...
Hold on. Stop. You hate gays, don't you? And see, then they'll just disrupt and you can't even make your point. Now you're a gay hater. Go away from the table.
No, my nephew, I love him.
What?
Yeah.
Are you going gay now?
No, but...
See, now they'll twist that. Now, you're gay. You're just a secret closet of gay, aren't you? When are you going to come out, Sheriff?
I never went in.
What? Wait a minute. Now you're lying. What's the real truth here? And see, and so they just do this to the point where you can't even have common sense conversations anymore with respect and dignity, and even if you disagree, that's not even possible because of the environment they've created.
Well, Stringer said the problem with our schools, there's just not enough white kids to go around.
Wow. So, well, if all cultures, I got a question. If all cultures multiplied and replenished the earth and followed God, would you be cool with that?
Let me think.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're right on this now.
Well, is that a trick question?
No, all cultures, all races, all heritage, whatever you want to call it, all ethnic groups.
Well, I guess everybody's supposed to follow the admonition of the Bible. So.
That's correct, sir. So are you cool with that?
Sure.
Absolutely, unequivocally for it. So you're okay with the blacks multiplying and replenishing the earth?
Well, yeah, of course.
Whoa, man, I don't know what to do with you now.
Yeah.
We just got to make sure you never say that anywhere that matters, okay? Because then people might really know the truth. That you're a good, honest, decent, moral gentleman, and you have convictions that are time-tested, that are backed by biblical principle and morality and integrity and honor and respect. And, man, if people know that about you and then they know you won at the Supreme Court, you might actually become a states' rights advocate, which you intended to be all along but maybe never got there.
Yeah.
The tension of illegal aliens is a form of child abuse, Sheriff. So I got a question. Does that just mean that we ought to just let them all come in wholesale?
Sounds like it.
Wow.
And why do we have MS-13 here? Why do we have cartels here? Why do we have international terrorists here? And
well, most of the time because the government becomes provocateurs and parlays and partners with them to make that occur, sir.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hard to deny the truth on that, isn't it? Well, all right, Bruce Springsteen's in the news. There's a lot of crazy people in the news. Kurt?
Well, yeah. Now, do you remember the song Born in the USA, Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, Sam could probably even bring it up, but, you know, I thought it was a pretty great song.
I don't think I'm going to play this one. You want to know why?
Kind of stuff. Why
is that? It's super racist, bigoted, and hate-filled.
Okay. Well, anyway, right now, Bruce is in the news. The headline reads, Bruce Springsteen, Trump's border enforcement disgracefully inhumane and un-American. Now, I don't know how that really goes with Born in the USA song, because that seems like, you know, somebody could twist that and say, well, Bruce, you're pretty...
Well, do you know what that Springsteen song really says, ladies and gentlemen? Are you aware of the lyrics for that, Sheriff?
I know some.
No.
All right. All you do is just highlight the Born in the USA part and just run around and feel good, don't you, as you promote bigoted agendas. Listen up, my friend.
Yeah.
Kurt?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the, you know, here's what the lyrics are. It says, born down in a dead man's town, the first kick I took was when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much. Kind of the dog thing.
See, that's dog abuse he's promoting, right?
Till you spend half your life just covering up. Then there's Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. You know, it goes on like that. And then you got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hand. Send me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man.
Hey, stop.
And of course,
so now he's promoting guns. He's promoting the yellow man. Can you, like, call Vietnamese totally the yellow man?
That's totally racist.
Super racist, okay?
Talking about Asians.
Yeah, he's mocking the element, and he's going to go after him with a rifle backed by government, right?
That ain't right.
And yet he's all cool because now he says that, you know, President Trump's an evil guy.
So he can go with a rifle and kill the yellow man, but then you can't, you know, it's really bad that we want to stop, like, people at the border because of a national security concern, right?
And he's a hero on the left.
That is correct.
Yeah,
the hero on the left promotes killing the yellow man.
I used to kind of like his stuff, but...
Wow. Know. All right, next verse.
Anyway. Well,
it
so
gets worse. Listen up.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. It says, come back home to the refinery. Hiring man said, son, if it was up to me. Went down to see my VA man. He said, son, don't you understand? I had a brother at Khe Sanh fighting off the Viet Cong. They're still there. He's all gone. He had a woman he loved in Saigon. I got a picture of him in her arms now. Down in the shadow of the penitentiary, out by the gas fires of the refinery. I'm 10 years burning down the road.
So now we're talking about, you got all kinds of fires and burning and fornicating and, you know, it just goes on. It's just crazy.
Yeah, he says, nowhere to run, ain't got nowhere to go. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA.
Yeah. Nothing like a patriotic song like that, huh, Sheriff?
Man, that is something. I had no idea that said that.
Of course you didn't, because you're just a racist, ignorant. You just, you know, subconsciously believe that, too, so you're okay with it. That's all.
Yeah.
See, you just can't win with what these people say and do. It's just not even possible to even intelligently advocate for who you are, what you believe in, or what you want to say or believe or focus on. All right. Now, Dick Durbin's in the news. Speaking of that, now, Dick Durbin, this guy is like a leader of the conservative movement, right?
Well, okay, yeah.
Well, what TV is Dick Durbin on, Chair? Or, Kurt?
I think he's a congressman or a senator, if I remember.
Dick Durbin?
Right. But he says,
or is he a former? Is he a current one? What?
Let me look him up.
Is he a Republican?
This
is
a Breitbart headline. It says Dick Durbin to the GOP, be unafraid of Breitbart. You understand that some of them think that Breitbart's like state media. What is CNN when you know they're in charge? You know what I mean?
Well, they're the good guys. Don't you understand that? I mean, yeah, they've been around. They're the ones that are credible. What are you talking about? All right, hang tight. The good Sheriff Richard Mack, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about Dick Durbin. I guess the guy's a Democratic senator. Why is he telling the Republicans not to be afraid of Breitbart, Kurt? I don't even understand.
Well, what he's really saying is that the new media has taken center stage, Sam, and he's admitting it. Now, by the way, he's got a 12% score on the Freedom Index. He and his fellow senator, Tammy Duckworth from Illinois, both have a 12% score. So, that you know, Illinois is one freedom-loving place.
Heard that.
Yeah,
gotta love
that's
it.
Right.
Hey, Matt Drudge is in the news. Speaking of freedom fighters, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and Matt basically, you know, they say he doesn't tweet very often, but when he does, people listen. I guess he tweeted out that Obama kept the people in cages and wrapped them in foil, and I guess that was. And by the way, he said. And no one in cable shed a tear.
What are you going to do with this now?
Doggone.
What do you think of that, Sheriff?
That sure gets in the way.
Well, I'm about to shed a tear, so I guess.
Amen to that.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of a sensitive guy. Me and Rick Dalton.
Yes, you are.
Wow.
I think what you really are wanting to do is join in with the 47 groups that are now weighing an SPLC lawsuit.
Yeah, in fact, by the way, now that I see Matt Staver, our buddy over at Liberty Council, is involved, I'm going to be getting a hold of LC.org, our buddy Matt. here today if I can. I'm just swamped for time, but I'm going to try to call him and we can
see if
I can.
I don't know what Sam does. All that TV stuff he watches and
I bring my dog to work. What do you do? And I play Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, man. Just celebrate my
patriotism. I've been in your house and I've never seen a dog.
I don't have a dog, sir.
Doggone.
I'm just telling you right now, that was the 20th annual national bring your dog to work day. I'm going to get one, man.
Gotta do it.
Not. All right. I just tell you, it's just crazy what's going on. All right, so Matt Drudge doesn't tweet often, but when he does, people listen. My question is, so what's he saying, Curtis? You're telling me that he's saying that Barack did the same thing, but worse than Obama? I mean, worse
he says basically he said Obama kept them in cages and wrapped them in foil.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter if the media doesn't report it, sir.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect point, Sam. That's exactly. And then he says, and no one on cable, and what he means is like cable TV, shed a tear.
Yeah, not even Fox. Not even your good buddies over at Fox, Sheriff. You love those Fox guys, don't you?
I love some of the Fox ladies.
Ooh, hey now. Dawn!
Yeah.
Don alert.
Pick her up. She doesn't need to know.
All right. Yeah. Burger King's in the news, Kurt. This is important stuff.
Oh, Sheriff. Sam.
You like Burger King, Sheriff? Do you like to go get a Whopper?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right. I think you
might. There's a Whopper going on right here, I'll tell you right now.
This is the headline.
He likes a triple Whopper.
Breitbart. Burger King pulls ad encouraging Russian women to get pregnant by soccer players. I guess the burger seller ran the humorous ad on the Russian social media platform, offering a payment of $47,000 and a lifetime supply of its signature sandwich. That's according to USA Today. BK said that the offer was open to girls who managed to get the best football genes, spelled G-E-N-E-S, and urged
football.
Women to...
That's what they call soccer, right?
Yeah, that's right. The word urged women to lay down the success of the Russian national football team. The ad continued saying, it is a reward for the girls who would get pregnant from the international football superstars. But the company removed the ad, admitting that it was offensive. In a statement, Burger King noted that its own promotion was clearly offensive. As soon as it was brought to our attention, we had it removed. The statement read, it certainly does not reflect our brand or our values, and we are taking steps to ensure this type of activity does not happen again.
Now, I got a question. Does it reflect their brand and their values, Kurt? I think it does.
Well, Sam, I guess they say later that over in Russia they've been trying to have, more children because they're worried that, their citizenry is kind of disappearing. So,
well, they want better soccer players. It's World Cup right now for soccer.
Oh, good point.
They want better soccer players.
That's one way to get them, huh, I guess.
Yeah, breed them.
Wow. All I can tell you is a Russian, I don't know what you want to say, Russian, do they call him congressman over there? Anyway, a Russian legislator guy is telling the girls not to sleep with the foreigners.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
We'd recommend only that activity within the bonds of marriage. That's our recommendation, Sam.
I see.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. See how racist and evil we are?
Pretty mean.
We don't want anybody to even have any fun around here.
Well.
Although we could go to Culver's and get some ice cream and hang out and have a good time, though. That'd be all right.
As long as it's raspberry pecan.
So Burger King, what a deal, though. I mean, just imagine, how do they get these things approved, Sheriff? If I'm working for Burger King or whatever, I'm like the ad agency, and I put together this, weird thing where I'm like, hey, man, why don't we just encourage the women to get pregnant by soccer players, man? Just get them all knocked up and stuff. And I roll this out to you. Where's the approval committee around here? It wouldn't take but 5 seconds for any single person with common sense to go, wait a minute, that's on crack. That's crazy. We're not doing that. What are you thinking? But it literally gets rolled out, and then they're like, man, that doesn't represent our values. It's like, what? I mean, it's like, I just don't even understand. The world's gone crazy, my friend.
Yep.
But it's getting worse.
There just can't be this many crazy things going on.
Yes, there can.
Come on.
And there's going to be more, and it's going to ratchet up to where you can't even think, buddy. They're going to disrupt every thought you ever have and everything you ever do.
Well, they've already got the thought police here in America, so... not surprised.
All right. Well, I figured out why this immigration border issue is stuck on stupid and why it just goes south and sideways. So many times as you wisely point out that, hey, you know, we can't talk about national security. We're just going to talk about the children and put these fake things out there where they're crying. Now, I'm not saying the 2 or 3 year old's not crying, and I'm not saying that dividing.
Of course she's crying.
Of course. But so I'm not saying there's not truth to it. And it's sad when parents are divided from children all the time. I agree. Dividing a family is a bad deal.
You mean like the Bundys?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean that. But we're not talking about
like
that. Those
Sam Girard?
Well, wait a minute now. You're talking about all kinds of people that we're not really prepared to talk about. In fact, we haven't even vetted the stories, Kurt. So we can't talk about. See, that's how they go. But they can vet. They can roll these other stories out and say, well, we haven't vetted these stories, but it's our obligation to tell everybody about it. Right? Okay, well, here's the deal. I found out why this is stuck on stupid, though, and why we're not getting anywhere. And the headline of the mainstream press says this. Billion-dollar business in migrants' tent cities. And it turns out that there's billions and billions and billions of dollars for these organizations. They're basically NGOs and nonprofit organizations that take care of all these immigrants when they cross the border. There's literally billions and billions and billions of dollars at stake. So they're not going to solve it. It's like the cancer guys saying, hey, you know, we can't solve cancer. And are they ever going to solve it? And they're like, hey, don't send any money to the cancer research people anymore. We figured it all out. We're done. Thank you. Glad we got on top of it. Okay, they're not going to solve this thing. There's literally billions of dollars at stake for these, quote, I don't know what you call them, these refugees slash immigrants slash illegal aliens slash, I don't know what you call it, but migrant shelters going on all across the southern United States, Sheriff. Do you know much about this? You were a sheriff in the South, if you will, in Arizona, right?
Yeah, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
Okay, well, there's an underground story going on that they don't want to talk about where there's literally billions of dollars brought to bear to these organizations that house these immigrants by the thousands. And they want them to come across the border, and they want the money to flow.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It's business.
All right. I don't really know what to say about that except for, hey, I want to join the Southern Poverty lawsuit. I want to do that.
Well, definitely put us on the list. I think that'd be fun to join that.
Don't you have that letter of apology they gave you, too?
Well, they put it in their intel report in their magazine, and no, I don't have that anymore.
All right, we got to find that somewhere.
That was from about 6 years ago.
That's one of the great ways, though, that we could join the lawsuit and highlight that and say they even had to apologize to us for their lies. Hey, one Muslim guy got $3-plus million from the Southern Poverty Law Center. He already sued him and won because of their bigoted attacks on him.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, just add us. Well, they've bad-mouthed the CSPOA a lot since 6 years ago.
Oh, yes. In fact, they even showed a picture of you with a murderer, right?
Yes.
And so let's make it very clear what happened. You know, as a celebrity, which Richard Mack is, I mean, he won at the Supreme Court. He was a well-known county sheriff that beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. And he's a well-known figure as America's sheriff, kind of an idea. And so he takes pictures with all kinds of people that ask, hey, can I take your picture? Sure. And so one guy did this, and then it turns out that guy went ballistic on a murder binge. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center literally found a photo and tried to make it seem like, hey, this guy's a good friend of Richard Max. It was an outright dishonest, manipulative lie.
Right.
But nevertheless, when they own the media, what do you say, folks? Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. I mean, it's just crazy in the news. There's just so many stories like this, it'll just knock your socks off. And they disrupt us at every thought, every issue, every scenario, there's not a due process of law for all of us, but, you know, hey, for Hillary, there's just, you know, untouchable. You know, you got Joe Arpaio and even Donald Trump that said, Barack Obama was an illegal alien, or, you know, he didn't have an appropriate birth certificate. There was forgery. No accountability. You can't even bring that up, or you just, you know, discredited from the get-go. That he who owns the media makes the rules certainly is taking center stage in this battle, this epic battle we find ourselves in. I mean, it's just imagination. But you got this billion-dollar business in for immigrants or whatever, and that's why this is a hot topic, and they're not getting anything done on it. There's literally billions and billions and billions of dollars at stake in this, quote, secret, I don't know what to call it, but it's like a secret underground kind of a, people don't really realize and don't know about it, scenario. While that's going on, what are you up to, Sheriff? What's going on for you?
Well, I've been real busy with Sam Girard this week. And I've got emails from, I've actually now got a CoreLinks deal from his, the prison that he's in. So it adds me to his list. He is taking advantage of communication through the email process, because that's the easiest way for an inmate to communicate. And so he's actually compromising his standard not to use, technology. And also his nephew called me a couple of times this week. One of his sons called me. His nephew called me. His nephew is named the same, Sam Girard. And so there's some movement there. And we're trying to get Larry Klayman to help him with an appeal, or with some sort of perhaps even something to the Supreme Court about this horrible injustice. And we're hearing crickets now about the Hammonds. We were hearing quite a bit about them, that they were going to get out. But, of course, now this thing at the border has got the president so occupied that he probably won't have time to pardon the Hammonds now. But, I would still love to get a hold of, I think her name is Anita Johnson, who was the woman that was pardoned by Trump. And, you know, this lady really was a convicted drug dealer. But her sentence was so outrageous that that's why she got pardoned. And we're wanting the same thing. The Hammonds' sentence was outrageous. Sam Girard's sentence was outrageous. There was a woman who got drunk and killed two people that was announced this week. MSN talked about it. She got the exact same sentence that Sam Girard did. She killed two people. She got 6 years in prison. Sam Girard hurt no one his entire life and failed to register a product with the FDA and got 6 years. So, yeah, this is so outrageous that I believe that anybody on the Supreme Court, even as stupid as they are, would still offer relief to Sam Girard and others on our list. So I've been really busy on that one this week.
Well, we commend you for your work. We're disappointed, though, that Donald's derailed now and he can't work on this. It's just like anything that matters to the people is just ignored. This border issue is a non-issue. I'm not saying it's not important to resolve some of the immigration problems we have. But what I'm saying is to act like this is some new attempt by Donald to, you know, literally destroy families is literally not even honest. It's not even the truth.
Yeah.
And Donald already backed away, capitulated, you know, put an executive order together to capitulate. I mean, we've got to have a way to get the truth out.
This is what bothers me about Donald Trump. He is so reactive to the Democrats and the media, and he has continued to allow them to control the narrative in Washington, D.C. and in the White House. And what he does, he just reactionary to everything that they throw at him. And I believe they know it. And they pretty much can get him involved in just about everything they want. And he needs to control the narrative, and he needs to call a timeout. Say, you know what, you guys can go on with the stupidity of what you've been doing, because you know what, the Democrats were doing this, Obama was doing it, and now you're saying I'm a racist because I'm doing it. You guys are crazy, and I'm going to go about doing the work for the American people, and I'm going to pardon these people that you cruel and unjust Democrats have done. And this was Barack Obama who put these people in prison and made these cases happen.
Well, it was George Bush, too, right?
Say that again.
It was George Bush, too, right?
Well, yes, but the ones that we're working on specifically were not George Bush.
Right. I'm just saying this border issue and all this, you know.
Of course. Of course.
And that's what we're derailed by.
And it was even Reagan. It was certainly Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was working. Bill Clinton worked the illegal crossings better than anybody. He made sure, especially in California, that they got registered to vote. See how patriotic he is? He wants everybody voting.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard for me to even know how to focus on some of this stuff, you know? It's just there's just too much, and there's too much confusion. I think it's almost even impossible to focus on a story and see any sea change or see, make a difference.
Yeah, well.
What do you want to respond to on this, Kurt? How do we even work on anything of value these days? I mean, we work and then just, and we thought we really had, you know, something happening for the Hammonds. We've been working on that since what? Before January 1st, 2016, I can tell you that.
Yep, good point. And like Sheriff said, it seemed like there was some activity going on, but that's what they typically want to do. You have to, if you keep, you know, the old shell game idea in mind, when you're getting too close to a target, for example, like the whole FBI thing and the, IG report and all that stuff, then if you can stir up trouble in another area, like on the border that they're doing, then everybody's eyes are over there, and you forget the other stuff. And that's
now this story happening about NFL players makes the point, Kurt. Let's do this one real quick before the end of the hour.
You know, it's a piece where, you know how the president, he said, hey, if you guys that think America's so terrible, you know, you guys got some troubles that we've seen, let's hear them and we'll maybe pardon these guys. Well, the headline from Breitbart: NFL players respond to President Trump's request for a list of potential pardons. Philadelphia Eagles defenders Chris Long and Malcolm Jenkins have responded to President Trump's request. I guess Jenkins wrote, Mr. President, we should pardon those who have life without parole, who have nonviolent parole for nonviolent offenses, who have served a large portion of their time. Currently, over half of the men and women sentenced to die in federal prison are there because of nonviolent crimes, 30% of which are there for nonviolent drug offenses.
All right, now let me stop you there, though, and say, Sheriff, what's the deal? Donald Trump is literally asking folks for a list. You and I have a list of people that would like to start with and talk about and work on. We can't even get our list submitted, even though we know people that have gone to the White House.
I know that is still quite disturbing to me. I've actually got two calls this week from Andy Biggs, legislative assistant, or chief of staff, or whatever they call him, runs his office in Washington, D.C. Her name's Deborah. And she said that they have taken it before the contact at the White House, that they hand-delivered information about Sam Girod to that person at the White House. What they never got was any response from that person as to whether or not it got put in front of Trump. And so she recontacted that person this week to see if that ever happened. And that person, whoever they are, said to, and I'm going to ask for the name next time I talk to her, that the person at the contact at the White House has told her that he will, or she, I don't even know what sex it is, but he or she, and I guess I'm a bigot because I care about what sex a person is, but I don't. I just was wondering. So don't call me a bigot.
You shouldn't even wonder like that. I don't know what's wrong with you. It just shows your evil internal intentions.
Do not tell ESPLC I wondered what sex a person was. So, but it's moving. We're getting some movement now, and so we're hoping that some of this will still work. But I tell you what, though, it sure would be nice to raise some money for this so we could get back to Washington and hire Larry Klayman to file some stuff. And we asked Sam Girod if he wanted to spend $10,000 to $15,000 getting Larry Klayman to work on his case as a regular client. And it looks like he's balking at spending that money.
Well, I don't blame him. It's frustrating, but I don't know what else to do to help him. We're just doing the best we can, folks. And I know this seems very discouraging, but I want everyone to take courage. Listen to me carefully. God knows us. He knows who we are. He's put us in the place we're in to make a difference. All we need to do is do our best and trust in God for the rest. And I don't know why things seem like such a struggle. I don't know why, you know, Beyonce or some of these people can, you know, or somebody else can just get a hold of President Trump easily, or why, you know, it's so easy for these NFL people. Donald loves celebrities, and that's probably part of it or whatever. But you've literally got a situation where we cannot give up. We need to gird up our loins and take courage and say, hey, we have a purpose, a goal, a cause. Our cause is just. The details are sacred. We want nothing for ourselves, but we must put every ounce of energy we have into doing this. Because you know what? We don't have liberty if innocents are in prison. And I know it seems like, man, Sam, you just, you know, you lose at every turn and you can't make a difference. You're just not big enough. I don't care. We got to keep working at it. We've got Judge Napolitano and Ted Nugent and many other people helping us. We're grateful for their support. But, folks, let me just tell you right now, we as a team have got to do more, Sheriff. We've got to ratchet it up. We've got to work on it. Maybe with this lawsuit to the Southern Poverty Law Center, that can help. Who knows? All I'm telling you is we've got to just keep on doing what we're doing. Keep on working at it. Maybe we still can get to Donald Trump. I've lost a lot of hope. But I can't lose all hope. When there's no hope, I got to take hope from God and say he knows our plight. And we need to pray hard. We need to work hard. We need to raise money, CSPOA.org. And we need to do all we can, Sheriff. And that is our pledge, that we will do that to the best of our ability. Final words yours, Sheriff.
Well, I would simply say amen to that, Sam. That was beautifully put, very articulate. And thank you for that.
Kurt?
Amen as well, Sam. I got to agree with the good right. Sheriff. And Kurt, God bless America.
I think Kurt and a good sheriff are going Baptist. Don't join the Baptist convention. They'll kick you right on out, you bigots. By the way, our buddy James Edwards, they tried to kick James Edwards out of the Southern Baptist Convention, Sheriff. And his pastor said, James is not a racist. I won't kick him out. So they kicked out his whole church.
That a baby.
True story. It's insanity. All right, thanks for being alongside with the ride. Thank you, Sheriff. CSPOA.org. Join today, thefreedomcoalition.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? we declare this nation shall endure.